All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another live edition of the Unleashed Radio Hour. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. Always excited to be here with you every Thursday, whether it's drive time, work time, listen time, whatever time it is. We're glad you are spending the time with us here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. This is a production of Motivational Transitions. You can learn more about Motivational Transitions at MotivationalTransitions.com. Hey, I'm super stoked. I'm super excited about today's show. It's going to be all on, full effect, full court press. Whatever sports analogy you want to drop in the house, we bring it at full show. Hey, I went down that road. Hey, to follow along, you got to follow along. If you're not out on Facebook, I need you out there ASAP. I need you following the show on Facebook at Unleashed Radio Hour. Also go out, follow along with me on Twitter at Ron Unleashed. Again, at Ron Unleashed. And then we are broadcasting live on Periscope right now. So you can go and follow along. The easiest way to do that, connect via Twitter. Get you taken care of, and we'll have you follow along on Periscope Live. You see my ugly mug here in studio? I'm talking right at you. I see you. If you see me, throw some hearts out there on Periscope. Let you know that we are live again and in living color. Hey, we're going to get rolling it today, but I want you to go out to theunleashedradiohour.com. Go out to unleashedradiohour.com, and what I want to make sure that you do, we've added a new page to what we're doing. Now, before, when I started the show, I'm going to be honest with you, 100% transparency. This was about helping to advance a voice, get me out there, have some fun on the radio. And then I realized along that journey that I had a responsibility to do good with this show, that I had a gift and an opportunity to positively impact others by helping organizations, individuals, entrepreneurs, small business owners, whoever it might be, to actually tell their story. So what we're going to do today is we're going to go out. Go out to unleashedradiohour.com and click on the Community Star Award link. And that'll tell you everything that you need to know about where we're going to go for today's show. So we've got to get ready to run to a break here in just a second, but I want you to dial in today. You know, and as the host, I've made the conscious decision to give back to the community in the form of the Community Star Award. This is listed out on the show. Today, we're going to have an opportunity to talk with the first ever inaugural award recipient, those that are here with me in studio, which I'll introduce here after this break, from the Positive Coaching Alliance, the Houston chapter. This is a national nonprofit making a difference out there. And what I want to make sure that you do is understand the difference that they're making. And we're going to throw some support in their corner today. Again, you're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour here on Business 1110 KTEK. Hey, this is home of Bloomberg Business Radio here in H-Town. You hear the music? We'll be right back after these messages.
Tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom49.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom49.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 49.com. Go to freedom49.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom49.com.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Hey, and I know the person that's on hold loves that AC/DC Back in Black jam. You're back. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. And today I'm full of it. We'll let you figure out what that is, but I'm full of energy. Easy, Andy. Hey, can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get another amen?
Another amen.
Yeah, we rolling on here in the studio, having some fun together, and we got to take a time out there to I brought the whistle today, gentlemen, so be ready. It goes with me. It travels. Hey, we got to take a time out here. We've got a wonderful supporter and community partner here on the show, Hilton from Hilton Furniture and Mattress. How you doing out today, brother Hilton?
Oh, that's a fact, Jack. We doing wonderful down here at Hilton Furniture and Mattress. But, you know, it's not about Hilton Furniture and Mattress today. It's about October 1st being the first day of breast cancer awareness here in the great city of Houston. So we all wearing pink down here. We're ready to get it on. And I also, surprise, 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 I have you talking about community stars. I have one on the phone with us right now. I have the Connie Buck from Buck's Mobile Car Washing Service. She is a community superstar. She is in charge of all of the team moms down here with the Bay Area Sharks, and it's homecoming week. And, Connie, what do the Sharks have going on this week, Connie?
Well, we're going to get kicked off this Saturday with all of our boys in pink shoelaces, pink socks, coaches and fans in their pink and black T-shirts. And we're going to get it kicked off and support breast cancer. And just a reminder to all of the women out there to make sure that we're all getting our annual checkup. And that's what we're doing.
And that's what it's all about right now. In the month of October, the Sharks are going to be pinked out, pink socks, pink shoe strings. Hey, pink undershirt, and I won't say pink the other thing, but they're going to have those on too. Remember, moms, grandmas, aunts, sisters, get out there, get your annual checkup. This month, breast cancer awareness, that's what we're doing down here at Hilton Furniture and Mattress, and that's what we're doing down here at the Bay Area Sharks. And we'd like to give another shout-out to Connie from Buck's Mobile Car Washing Service. She's a community superstar down here with the Bay Area Sharks.
Ooh, thank you.
I said it, you had it, and that's a fact, Jack.
Hey, and want to thank you both because you're both in my corner. Thank you for being a part of the Unleashed Radio Hour and all you do and all that we get to do to support youth athletics down there in the Clear Lake area. Hey, and Coach Hilton, you know what to do at this point in time. Until next week, see ya. They weren't ready for all of that, was you? Well, that was fun because I know Miss Connie, and she is making a big difference out there working to help, and that's Buck's Mobile Car Wash. I'll give her a plug. I ain't got no problem with that. She's working hard to make it happen, and we're working hard here in the Unleashed Radio Hour to make it happen as well. So if you have not had the chance already, hop on out Facebook. Go to Unleashed Radio Hour. If you want to get dialed into all things Unleashed Radio Hour, go to unleashedradiohour.com. What I really want you to do is, I really do, if you're listening in today, I need you. I want you to go out to that website, unleashedradiohour.com, and I want you to click on the Community Star Award link in that list of links in the black menu bar so that you can get dialed into the purpose and the passion of what we're talking about today. Now, I'm going to start this out, and then I'll get to our guests here in just a second. Oh, if you're out there listening, and you're a former student, athlete, if you're a coach, you know, if you're involved in the community, and you have an opportunity to positively, like that, look, I'm working it in there, positively impact the lives of others. Hey, if you are a manager, you are a supervisor in an organization, what we're going to talk about today and some of the tips we're going to talk about today absolutely apply to you as well. And the reason why I get excited about this is, at my heart, I'm a coach as well. I was a former student athlete. I had the opportunity to play some Division I college baseball. I played some football. I carried and delivered the mail back in the day when there was a lot less of me to carry and deliver. And so one of the things I want to make sure, you know, hey, if we're going to go out there and we're going to contribute, then we need to do it in areas where we have a connection. My connection to today's show is with the Positive Coaching Alliance for Houston. We are proud to announce, and we did so on all our social media, had a special presentation yesterday at the board meeting, that the Positive Coaching Alliance Houston chapter has been recognized as the inaugural award recipient for the Community Star Award. And what does that mean? It means that I made the executive decision, yes, I did, because it's about making a difference in the greater Houston community and beyond by working to unleash the best in others. And that's in alignment with the mission, the purpose of the Positive Coaching Alliance, where they're building better athletes to be better people. And if we have, if unless you're living under a rock, all right, or you got your head in the sand, then you have not been paying attention to what's going on in youth sports, high school sports, for the last 5 to 10 years, right? And I say that's been going on probably longer than that, but we don't get to see it all as much as we get to see as we do with social media and video. And man, yo, young people out there, if you're listening, guess what? You don't have a leg that us old fuddy-duddies here in the studio do. You have an opportunity for your every action to be recorded. Every action, including the behavior of a young man that happened just this last week that we saw the video that went viral, who was beating up on a young blind man. And then another young man came up to step up. It kind of knocked the other kid out. And then he got in trouble and suspended. So actions, character is what we're talking about today. I have the pleasure of having a return visitor and guest here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. Albert Johnson, this point forth, known as AJ. AJ, welcome back here to the Unleashed Radio Hour.
Thanks, man. Glad to be here.
Amen, amen. AJ is the executive director of the Positive Coaching Alliance Houston chapter here in H-Town. I also have Coach Cameron Campbell is with us, who is a lead trainer for the Positive Coaching Alliance, also a coach on his own right in regard with KIPP Academy, right?
Formerly with KIPP.
Formerly with KIPP. Okay, very good. See, look, I did a little homework, right?
A little bit.
All right,
yes,
hey, doing his part. And both of these gentlemen are here in studio to help us share and tell the story about Positive Coaching Alliance, what they're doing to make a difference in the community. And again, let me just put it on a tee for you, because I had the pleasure of attending my second board meeting with y'all to listen and learn, and also to throw in support yesterday, and learned that y'all got a call from San Antonio. Now, if you're out there listening and you've been paying attention to the news here in the great state of Texas, it hit national news as to an incident that occurred at the earlier part of September, where two young men, vis-a-vis, as we're beginning, and I still don't know what to believe 100%. Long story short, at the end of the day, the actions were not appropriate. They targeted an official, blindsided him from behind, and last I heard, there still is a possibility for criminal charges to be pending, but this is on the field of play. And how are they going to go and do that when they got to know that there's cameras and videos going? So what we're talking about is the character. We're talking about making great decisions and building that. And I know that you all got plugged in recently with a phone call saying, hey, we want to see what we can do to help out here.
Exactly. You know, Ron, first of all, I want to thank you for the support you've shown PCA here in Houston and that Community Star Award. It means a lot to us and what we're trying to do here on the ground. But we did get that call from San Antonio, and it's unfortunate that what we do is stressed when there's a negative event like that, but it brings awareness to what's important. You know, kids need these tools. They need this continuing education. They need these workshops to continue to instill in them the values that are important and the skills and life lessons that they can learn by playing sports.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that we're doing in offering in that support, and we want to make sure that folks are aware, go out to community. I'm sorry. I want to talk about the Community Star Award. Click on the Community Star Award on the Unleashed Radio Hour website or on our feed on Twitter at Ron Unleashed or on the website for the show, Unleashed Radio Hour, because what we've got out there is part of being a Community Star Award is, one, they get to do this show. The other part of being that recipient is I've made a determination that what we're going to do is we're going to work to raise funds for the Positive Coaching Alliance in Houston. And part of those funds that you talk about are the workshops that's going to come in. But we're also working. We got a big event that we'll talk about much later in the show that's coming up. It's your scholarship banquet. We're working to raise scholarship funds for those student athletes who exemplify the character and the character building that PCA works to support. So what you can do is go out to the Community Star Award. Click on, again, I keep using that. You're going to click on the Community Star Award link on unleashedradiohour.com. You can read about it, but scroll down to the bottom. You'll see a nice red GoFundMe click to donate now icon on that page. Put it in red so it gets your attention. We are going to try to, between now and Monday, midnight, our goal is to try to raise $10,000. $8,000 is going to help to fund and support going in and workshops in those underserved schools here in the greater Houston area so that they get the content, so that price is not a barrier to receiving the delivery and the content that PCA works to provide, as well as offer up a $2,000 scholarship as well. So we're working to raise $10,000 over the next 5 days in this campaign. We need your support. If you listen in and you believe in this cause, you believe in what's going on with PCA, which we're going to get it to here in just a second, then I need you to step up to the plate and take a swing and make a donation today. And if you're listening to us as a podcast, hop on out to unleashedradiohour.com. Again, unleashedradiohour.com. Click on the Community Star Awards, scroll down to the bottom, and click on that GoFundMe campaign to take you straight to that site. We're going to keep track of any donations that come in here today. All right, we're at zero, so hey, you can be the first one to jump on in and give us some love, and we'll make sure that you get some recognition here on the air, and we thank you for your support. Now, Cam, you've been doing this for a while, too, as a coach, as a player, as a trainer. You know, you talk about the impact that's going out there. We're going to go to a break here in just a second, but talk about the need. I mean, it's huge, isn't it?
Yeah, there's such a need. You know, I was very fortunate to have amazing coaches while I was playing, and you know, obviously most people have coaches on both sides of the gamut, and I've had amazing coaches that were humongous impacts in my life, and I've had coaches that were maybe not as close to what you look for. But ultimately, there's such a need, especially today, where coaches are asked to do so much more than just coach X's and O's for a kid to be successful. I remember the first time I was asked to to write a letter of recommendation, a college letter. And so you think of when we play, you say Fuddy Duddies back when we played. Our coaches came out, blew a whistle, gave us instruction, and left. And so I think the role of a coach now has expanded into so much more than that. I think that giving coaches the tools to be successful for these young kids in our lives is really what it's about. And that's why I'm so passionate about the work that we do here with PCA.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what it's about. And I agree with you 100%. You know, it was about coaching. And I know I got coaches that poured into me more than I could have ever imagined. And I still keep relationships with them today. But it is different. We got young kids that need positive coaches and role models in their lives, regardless of the sport, male, female, doesn't matter. It makes a difference. And these activities help to build that character, which we're going to talk more about when we come back on the other side of this break. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. Oh, and we got a special guest on hold with us here, too, that we're going to pipe in here in just a moment. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour here on Business 1110. KTEK. We'll be right back after these messages. Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Meet Lawrence, Rachel, and Pam. They're making serious money on their schedule driving with Uber.
I was looking for something that was convenient and something that would help me to reach my financial goals. The first time I turned the app on was because I was going to visit my sister and thought I should probably make some extra cash so that when I'm on my trip, I'll have spending money. And then I had $400.
With Uber, you can write your own paycheck. It's just that simple. If you want to go out and make $20 a day, you can. If you want to go out and make $500 a day, it's up to you.
I love the convenience of it. I log on when I'm available and log off when I'm not. And it's very, very easy to do.
You sign up, and you start earning money right away. Right away, like the next day.
Just get in your car and you drive. And I like driving my car.
Turn it on when you want to make money. Turn it off when you don't.
This is the best decision I made. It's a no-brainer, really.
What are you waiting for?
Thanks, folks. To start making great money with your car, sign up to drive today at drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
This is Business 1110.
Shot. One opportunity. Hey, you have an opportunity as you're listening here to the Unleashed Radio Hour to dial on out, connect at unleashedradiohour.com. Click on Community Star Award. All right, this show is, we are recognizing the Positive Coaching Alliance here in Houston for all the work they're doing to help build better people by building better athletes. And I know I got it backwards, but people understand where we're going through that. And in doing so, we're trying to support an opportunity not only to get the story out, but also to help raise some funds. And we need your help if you're listening out there. Go out to unleashedradiohour.com. It's the easiest way to do that. Click on Community Star Awards. Scroll down to the bottom. Click on that GoFundMe Donate Now campaign. Hey, we got our first donation in. We're rolling here. Hey, money's coming in. We had $100. We got more to go. So if you're out there, jump in. Hey, it's going to go to every penny raised is going to go right back here into the greater Houston area to make a difference. And talking about making a difference, we've got a special guest here on hold. Former Houston Texans quarterback, for those that are local in the area, but had an 11-year NFL career as a quarterback, Mr. Sage Rosenfeld. Sage, welcome to the Unleashed Radio Hour.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, glad to have you on. Where are you calling in from today?
I live in Omaha, Nebraska. I grew up in the Midwest, grew up in Iowa, just the state next door, and sort of ended up in Omaha. So I do get down to Houston still every once in a while, still follow my Texans, and still root for the old team.
There you go. There you go. Well, Sage, we've been talking today, and we're here today to recognize the contributions that the Positive Coaching Alliance is making here in Houston, and it's also a national nonprofit. I know that you're familiar with it, but what I'd love to get is, you know, over your career, you know, 11 years in the NFL and playing and being an athlete for almost all of your life, you start talking about the difference and the impact that coaches have on your career and others. Tell us a little bit about, from your perspective, what that all means today.
Well, coaching is so important in an athlete's life. Whether they're a professional coach, a professional NFL coach, college coaching, high school coaching, all the way down to, you know, PV leagues and, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old when kids just start out. And they have a huge impact in how you view the sports, the things you can get out of the sports, and different things. So, you know, coaching is very, very important. And the toughest part is that usually the best coaches obviously are the ones that are being paid in, you know, the college and pro sports or even some of the high school sports. And the majority of kids play sports when they're very young. I think it's something like 70-75% of children stop playing sports by the time they're 12 or 13 years old. So it's really, really important for youth coaches to have some education, have some teaching to help them, you know, teach these young athletes what it means to be an athlete, the positive things you can get out of sports, and those types of things.
Well, absolutely. And other key influencers that the Positive Coaching Alliance also works with to help educate and inform are also the parents. And the parents are a big part of that that decision process, in addition to the coaches. And if you're like me, you're one and of the same. Not only are you the parent, you're also the coach.
That's correct. And you know, myself, a guy, I lettered in 5 sports in high school, and I've got 3 children of my own. And I've sort of seen how they've had to progress through sports and, you know, now into middle school, and it's getting more and more competitive. And I've learned a few things over the years. I've learned that, you know, my son, you know, who plays basketball mostly, and despite the fact I was a pretty good basketball player, he really doesn't want a lot of coaching from me. He has his coach. He wants me to be his parent. And what I've really learned, that what my son really appreciates, is after he plays in the game, when we get back in the car, and, of course, I want to talk about the game, I've learned that if I just say to him, hey, I really enjoyed watching you compete, that was really fun to watch you play, whether they win or whether they lose, that's what puts a smile on his face, and that's what makes him want to play sports more. And the same with my daughters, same thing. They just I try to release them to the game and take my role as a parent and not as a coach. And just that I enjoy them playing and competing, and I think that makes them want to come back for more.
Yeah, and that is so critical and key, you know, and you were dialed in, so a lot of the research that is through PCA, you know, that age 13 is when young people, and this is the crazy part for me, and I'm sure you can relate to this age, and maybe even some of your peers and fellow teammates, you know, in the NFL, sometimes those people that made it big didn't even start playing until 8th or 9th grade. You know, so
that's
here we got kids
dropping out
and stopping out before they've even had a chance for their bodies to grow and to develop, to engage positively in something that can really make a difference in their lives.
Well, I think a lot of times parents and coaches, that they want to win so badly at such a young age. And, you know, you hear stories about, say, like a Maria Sharapova or, you know, somebody that is, you know, a spectacular player when they're really young. But, you know, for the most part, players don't become really good, you know, athletes until they're at least in high school. And you know, I think it's really important for kids to stay in sports longer and not have that dropout rate before the age of 13. There's so many things that sports can teach you, to, you know, kids to challenge themselves, to accomplish tasks, but when they fail, also to get back up and to set goals. And I think it's really important for kids to stay in the sports longer. And I think if we take winning out of the equation, not make it the number one thing, though, I do think it's important. I think you want to play to win, but there's so many other things that are positive to a player and to parents and to coaches if more and more kids compete. And obviously, you know, at the very least of it, it's healthy for you to be out on a field or a court and running around and exercise.
No, absolutely. And those are the intangibles that I know, and that the present company here in studio knows, that there's just something unique about those life lessons, you know, the resiliency, the persistence, the having to go beyond and push yourself to the next level, that translates out into the real world.
It absolutely does. I've had this conversation a couple of times with old NFL players and some of my college teammates about the fact that they, you know, the things that we had to go through to get to that level and push ourselves and to be able to compete at that level, they now in the business world, when bad things happen at work, when some sort of project fails, whatever that case is, they can deal with that adversity. And they think without the sports and without dealing with adversity on the court or the field, they wouldn't have that experience to, you know, to pick themselves up and fight through and go on the next day and move on and try to improve themselves and their company. So sports teaches a lot of life lessons. That's not just about winning and losing.
No, absolutely, absolutely. And Sage, we so appreciate you being a part here today of the Unleashed Radio Hour. We're about to bump onto that break. Any parting shot you just want people to think about the role that coaches and parents play?
Well, I just think this is it. You know, this organization is an excellent organization. I've done my research on them, and I think what they're doing is just fantastic. It's very much needed. There's a void there, and anybody that can help donate a little bit of money to help out this organization, help it grow, and make it have a huge impact on our country and huge impact on our youth. And, you know, that's really what we're out here for, is to grow the next generation, and that's our children.
Absolutely. Hey, those of us that have been there, done that, we have to pass that baton, right? Someone's got to come up behind us and take out to the next level. So it's next generation up, if I can use a sports analogy.
It definitely is. Well, somebody's going to be taking care of us when we're all old and we can no longer walk around and do those types of things. So it's that generation behind us that, you know, we take care of our parents' generation a little bit, and we need to have our kids take care of us at some point. And we want the right type of kids to understand teamwork and understand sacrifice and understand dedication to the team and to the sport.
Absolutely, absolutely. Sage, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule today to join us here to support the Positive Coaching Alliance here in Houston and nationally, and we appreciate you being a part of the Unleashed Radio Hour.
Again, thanks for having me on.
You got it. Have a great day, Sage. See, just like that, we get people that been there, done that have the T-shirt and the wounds to go along with it, that can speak to the necessity that we have today to help positively impact our youth. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. You hear the music. That means it's time for me to roll to a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Sam Malone. We are thrilled to welcome a brand new smiling face to the show, Wonderful Windows and Siding. Their website, wonderfulwindowsandsiding.com. The owner, Philip LeGrapp, and I have been friends for years. I'm like, Philip, give me a special to pass along to the listeners. He said, how about 10 energy-efficient vinyl replacement windows for $39.95? $39.95 for 10 energy-efficient vinyl replacement windows. I'm like, that is a deal. So call Philip McGrath, and don't call him at the office. Call his cell phone. He's the owner of the company. Call his cell right now, 832-541-5367. 832-541-5367. It's Wonderful Windows and Siding. The website, wonderfulwindowsandsiding.com. You'll be able to lower your energy bills, improve the look and value of your home, and you get Philip McGrath's cell phone number, 832-541-5367. Wonderful Windows and Siding.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just dialing in, well, guess what? Ha! You missed. We just had a guest appearance, if you will. Phone call in from former Houston Texans quarterback and 11-year veteran of the NFL, Sage Rosenfels, talking about the impact that coaches and parents in sports have on the development of youth and even on into the business world as to how do we resolve problems and resiliency and everything of the like. So, oh, if you missed it, oh, guess what? That's okay. We're going to put this together as a podcast, and it'll be out on unleashedradiohour.com. And I need you to get out there again. I need you to go out to unleashedradiohour.com. Again, unleashedradiohour.com. That is unleashedradiohour.com. That one last time, ladies and gentlemen, is unleashedradiohour.com. And make sure that you click on. I'm the only one having fun with that here. I'm sorry. Hey, you got to hear it, what, 7 times before it sinks in? So I'm going to keep pounding that. All right, just like we're going to, hey, blast up the middle. All right, Power Eye, baby, used to run it. Hey, Community Star Award, click on that link at unleashedradiohour.com. And make sure that you scroll all the way down. You can read the story. But what's really important is we're doing a targeted campaign to help raise funds. And we're going to talk about what those funds are going to do here in just a second for the Positive Coaching Alliance here in Houston. Click on that red icon, GoFundMe. Click to donate now. Hop on out there. Hey, we're up to $150. Last time I refreshed, so we're a long ways from our goal. We need your help. We need your support. This link will be up there through Monday, so we still have some time. If you're listening to the podcast, don't hesitate to jump on. If you're moved by what we're sharing, get to it. Let's talk about what those funds are going to help out with, AJ. You know, we're doing this to raise some scholarship funds, and you got a big banquet that's coming up on October 10th that we'll talk about in our next segment. But let's talk about what the scholarship impacts.
We realized a few years ago, and obviously this was initiated by our current board and former executive director, Ben Rose, that we needed to do a little bit more to recognize the student athletes and coaches that are doing things the right way down here. And what better way to do that than to help them further their education and hopefully athletic career by offering assistance to get to college. So this banquet that we host every year, every fall, is our marquee event for the year. We generate a lot of activity around it, and it's no doubt that we do need to generate funds to help continue this mission. And next week on Saturday, October 10th, will be our sixth annual banquet, and we're looking forward to having a good time. We'll be honoring 26 student athletes from the local area. The good thing about it, too, every dollar that is raised here in Houston throughout the year stays in the greater Houston area, so we can make an impact directly to our community.
Right, and that's the key. It's pouring right back here into this community. Now, the other part of those funds that we're working to raise, again, unleashedradiohour.com. Click on the Community Star Award. Go down, click on the GoFundMe donate link to go to that page and make your donation right now. Is also to help fund some of the workshops that we're going to briefly talk about, and we'll share more about that when we come back from the break. But those workshops hit what? What are the workshop topics? It's for the coaches, the parents, and the athletes.
Yep.
And that's the difference that those make, to get them information and content to make good decisions on the field. Hey, I jumped to it because we got the break. I'm a little excited in case it doesn't show today. So, hey, guess what? It's time to huddle up. Time to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Has your health insurance changed, or is it about to change? Are you, or did you move to a different state, change jobs, get a divorce, get married, or have a baby? Then you know what? You may qualify for a special health insurance enrollment period for the affordable Obamacare plans. And to find the right plan, you can get free help right now from Health Markets. They'll help you choose the right plan from over 140 different companies, plus help you maximize your Obamacare free government subsidies. Why pay a penny more than you have to for health insurance? Call anytime, day or night, to learn more about the special enrollment period to qualify for Obamacare. Here's our number. 800-958-5304. 800-958-5304. 800-958-5304. Again, that's 800-958-5304. Not available in all states.
This is Business 1110.
Crazy. Yeah, that's what we're doing. We're being crazy here. We're unleashing all the potential that we can here on the Unleashed Radio Hour, ladies and gentlemen. You're dialed in. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour on Bloomberg Business Radio, Business 1110, KTEK here in Houston. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. Real quick, we were talking before we went to the break. We are doing a targeted fundraising campaign. Go to unleashedradiohour.com. Again, that's unleashedradiohour.com. Click on the Community Star Award. Scroll all the way down to the bottom. Click on that GoFundMe. Click to donate now. We're raising funds for the Positive Coaching Alliance here in Houston. And some of those funds are going to help and support the workshops that are presented to young people to help shape character in their lives and on the field of play. And Coach Cam is with us. Tell us a bit more about that content from a student-athlete perspective.
Yeah, for sure. So when we talk to our student-athletes, we talk to them about being triple impact competitors. That means we want them to impact the game on three different levels. The first of which is holding themselves accountable and making themselves better, making good choices and honoring the game. The second one is making their teammates better. And really, this is where you get that multiplier effect. And so making sure that everybody on their team plays the game the right way. We talked about some of the incidents that have happened in Texas, and it's really tough, especially here during football season. And the last thing, probably most importantly, is making the game better. And so leaving the game in a great place and leaving it better than how you found it. There's a video, a viral video that went on. I think it happened last year during basketball season, where a special needs kid got into the game.
He was the equipment manager.
The equipment manager got into the game, his last game as a senior. The team was up by about 10 points, and everybody on the court, literally from opponents to officials, opponents to teammates, did everything they could to try to get this kid to score.
Tell him to score a basket. I saw it. Great one.
Had a hard time scoring at the very last possession of the play. The opposing team had the ball. Shout the kid's name out, passing the ball. He scored.
They're an inbound, so they didn't have to pass
it
to him.
They did not have to pass
it to
him.
So at this point in time, the score doesn't matter. The win and victory is going to be in the book. But the other team, the opposing team, understood the significance of the moment and rose to it.
And simply, you know, they interviewed the kid who inbounded the ball from the opposing team, and he just said it was the right thing to do. This kid deserved a shot and a chance to get 2 points and experience from a basketball perspective. So ultimately, we talk about leaving the game in a better place. That's an amazing example of leaving the game in a better place and honoring the game, for sure.
Well, and it's building character. You know, there was a couple of years ago where the young lady was a college softball player, I think, and blew out her knee hitting the ball. Well, the other team picked her up and carried her around the bases.
Yep, her first ever home run.
She couldn't run because her knee, she blew out her knee on the swing and the run.
Right. That's right. And simply, it was the right thing to do. And so you think about, again, as you pointed to earlier, Ron, how do we transition these kids into successful adults? Well, you know, fortunately, one thing we have right in our culture is youth sports. It's indoctrinated in our culture. Mm-hmm. And so how do we begin to sprinkle this piece of character development at a young age all the way up to the very highest level to make these kids better people?
Man, you just talk to parents out there that may have multiples like I do. It's from football to soccer to baseball to swim to volleyball to whatever activities that – I mean, we're dragging these kids everywhere. You know, you could say this current generation is drugged. So by the end of the time, they're like, man, I was done drugged to this one. I was drugged to that one, right? I love using that one. But anyway – but, I mean, real quick, I want to put this out there. You need to go out, if you're listening right now, you need to go out to UnleashRadioHour.com, click on the Community Star Award, scroll all the way to the bottom. Because what I want you to see is I want you to go out. We also, you know, PCA is a national nonprofit that has support from a lot of professional athletes. We heard earlier from Sage Rosenfels, you know, former student or former professional athletes and everything in here in the room with us. But we also have support from folks like Steve Young, Hall of Fame quarterback, who we've got that video up there that says, this is why there's the need. How many times, I mean, the incident where the dad, I think, I forget, was up Midwest, a wrestling match where it's supposed to be aggressive.
We're talking about practice.
Right. And the dad flies in from the out of bounds to push the kid off of his kid. I'm like, what? Did that just happen?
Yeah, that's intense. And so essentially we also have a piece for parents. We talk about parents being second goal parents.
Put that one on a tee for you. Look at you.
I'm stroking. Let me tell you.
I know, baby. Go.
So we talk about our second goal parents. These are parents who value supporting their kids.
Right.
And the right way. Our double goal coaches have two goals in mind. They want to win. That's their primary goal. But their secondary goal, which we think is more important, is teaching life lessons. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, those two things never conflict. But when they do, double goal coaches always value teaching life lessons. And so we talk about parents. We talk about how to show our kids consistent, amazing support regardless of the outcome. I had a chance to have lunch a few years ago with Jeff Van Gundy. And I was asking, do you miss coaching? He said, no, I don't. He said, I get to call a game, I get to be around the game, and every night I don't lose. It's great.
Right.
And so it's almost the same thing for our parents. How many hundreds and dozens of games have you been to that you were so wound up, so tight, so engaged that you missed a really good game?
Right.
And so how do we
just you're watching the wrong things.
You're watching the wrong thing.
Having heightened expectations. You know, and I'm not here to burst anyone's bubble, but it's called you're a professional athlete for a reason, because those professional athletes can do something that not everybody can do, which means not everybody's going to get to do it.
Yep.
And again, I'm not trying to kill anyone's aspirations on anything, but we also got to keep it in proper perspective. That little Johnny or little Susie at age 5, you may think they're the next coming of whatever sport superstar that's there, but man, we also got to understand, I think we still need to let the kids be the kids.
No, and that's a great point. And I think the second point off of that is, you know, there are so many parents who put their kids in sports just because it's a great life lesson and structure for their kids from an educational standpoint. And so even getting into our content and curriculum, there's so many direct crossovers between great, successful athletes and amazing students. And we know the research that says that in most institutions that athletes drive the GPAs of the school. Well, it's the exact same thing here. If we can create well-indoctrinated, great-tested kids on the playing field, ultimately the playing field of education, we'll see those kids blossom for sure.
Absolutely, because it translates. And one of the things that I know is when you start to coach and you start to breed success, it has an opportunity and an impact that's a domino effect that more success follows.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
And it doesn't. It's not just on the field of play, but I tell you, I'm going to even shift gears just a little bit. I have a daughter who is 11. Now, if you're out there and anyone's got a daughter and you're going through, you know, late elementary age and intermediate into high school.
God bless America.
Amen. Can I get another amen?
Amen.
Well, that was supposed to be another, Andy.
Another amen.
And my point with that is, it's tough. And I don't know how, I mean, I feel really, really old lately for some crazy reason. Maybe the gray hairs. But when I look at a lot of things through different lenses, and I try to step back and step up and watch and observe, because then I can be of a better parent and a better community member. It's tough being a young lady growing up today.
That's right.
You know, I mean, videos of young ladies just punking somebody and beating them up just for sake. Young lady. Well, they're not young ladies. I wouldn't call them a young lady, but you get my point. But here's what I will say. My daughter Audra, who I had a chance to sit in the studio and do a little guest appearance with me on the Unleashed Radio Hour. When I look at the difference, she performs with, you know, heard about the Bay Area Sharks and Sharkettes program, and I serve on the board and have coached in the past. She participated in drill, you know, on-field performance, band drill, you know, right, marching to music, dance. The growth in her confidence and her contribution of working with other people was exponential. So now she's been at this for a couple of years where she is not in a leadership position, but she's still choosing to lead. And I couldn't be more proud of her to recognize. She's like, well, you know what, Dad? I don't have to be the captain or in a leadership position to lead. And I'm like, you learned this through the character building that you went through already.
That's exactly right. And so, you know, everybody essentially has stake in that program. So it's amazing to hear your daughter with that experience. My daughter's 5 years old, and AJ and I talk every few weeks. I'm pretty scared about what the next
You better
week.
Be, Dad, because it's coming down the road.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, that your daughter had that aha moment. I'm a part of something that's bigger than me.
Bigger than me.
And I can also contribute regardless of what my title or my stance is.
I can help somebody. I can model the way.
That's
I mean,
awesome.
And I'm stoked because I teach leadership training. I do management leadership stuff. And that's one of those things is you want that leader to model the way regardless of rank, file, or title.
That's exactly it. And so, you know, the best thing is we know for sure that somebody somewhere is watching. Somebody somewhere is watching. And so just to demonstrate.
Done is that fishbowl effect.
That's it.
Which goes back to the video. I mean, we had another incident in New Jersey recently where I think it was an offensive lineman removed a defensive lineman's helmet in the process of the play. And then the defensive man is down on kind of on his knees, and then he did a swing around and behind and walloped the uppercut him with his own helmet. I mean, what?
So I can say this, Ron. We've all played a ton of ball here in this room. I've never thought about assaulting an official before.
No. Right?
So there have been some calls that I didn't like. There have been some calls I didn't like as a coach.
Right.
That's never crossed my mind.
But, man, that's a huge line that we're skewing today.
Well it's a blurred line. So it kind of gets back to such a need of PCA. There really is a blurred line. And so we have to reestablish what that line is for athletes, coaches, and parents.
And that's what we're trying to do here on the Unleashed Radio Hour today, ladies and gentlemen, is not only continue to tell the story of the Positive Coaching Alliance, but also to raise funds. So I need you to get out there. The latest that we've got, I'm going to hit my refresh, and then I'll tell you, hey, we're still sitting at 150. We need to raise some more money. The goal is in the next 5 days to raise $10,000. If you're out there and you believe in this, jump out there, get with us, go out to unleashedradiohour.com, click on the Community Star Award, go all the way down the bottom, click on the GoFundMe, and jump in today. You're going to help a student-athlete who is and does exemplify these character-building behaviors, go to college, and support this education out here in the greater Houston community. We'll be right back. You hear the music. Hey, don't blink. You're going to take a photograph. We'll be right back. Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 800-970-0298. That's 800-970-0298. Again, 800-970-0298. That's 800-970-0298.
This is Business 1110.
Yeah, we get down in here. Hey, we had some compliments here from Coach Cam. He likes our bump music, man.
Yeah, that bump music. I need that for my workout playlist.
Hey,
I'm loving that.
I'll let you know what all those hits are here when we get out off the show, because we're going to visit later. Hey, if you dial in, I hope you dial in and you're fully here in full effect, because we're having an opportunity today, and I'm humbled by what we're able to do here. You know, I have the firm belief, and I've preached this, and I continue to teach it. The Unleashed Radio Hour is about serving. It's about helping others. It's about bringing useful information to the airwaves, tools, resources, content that can help you unleash your career and business. Well, one of those areas that I'm extremely passionate about, which leads into today's discussion, today's show, today's recognition as the Community Star Award, the first ever Community Star Award to be presented to the Positive Coaching Alliance here in Houston, is it's about building better athletes to be better people as well. And I know I'm butchering up it. I'm just using the segue there. And that's what we've been talking about. We've been talking about, through their programmatic support, through coaches, helping them grow, helping parents, helping student athletes, you're going to build better people that are going to help lead this country. And that is something I'm extremely passionate about. Because guess what? As Sage said earlier, oh, yeah, by the way, if you missed it, we had Sage Rosenfels, former Houston Texans quarterback, 11-year veteran of the NFL, here online saying, hey, yeah, someone's got to take care of us. Well, hey, someone has to be able to lead when other leaders step out of the way. We have to pass that baton. And it takes good stories of where that happens. And you were just sharing how you've had an opportunity to work within a program and a coach communicate. I'll let you tell that story.
Yeah, just recently, and I'm not singling one out or leaving anybody out, but Episcopal High School had a great game a couple Fridays ago against St. Thomas, another school I'm passionate about as well from sharing time on those sidelines. But great football game. Baylor coach was there. A couple other college recruiting coordinators were there. Game went back and forth, and Episcopal ended up pulling out the victory at the end of the game. But and I sent Coach and Jason Grove, the athletic director, a good note, said, hey, guys, great game. Glad to see you guys pulled it out. The kids stuck through it. And his reply was just and I appreciated him for the partnership. And I'll just read it directly. His reply was, you know, it was a great environment. We couldn't be more proud of our players, coaches, and fans. I think this partnership has helped to guide all of us this year, and I'm looking forward to continued growth in this area. So it's just the
that sounds like class to me.
Yeah, it reinforces.
I mean, it gets back to I know I'm old school, but it gets back to having class with how you carry yourself, how you represent yourself in your program, because it's not just about you. And I think that's a huge shift in our culture that has gone the wrong way, has tilted the wrong way, that we need to bring back and steady, if you will, because it's about how you show up and how you grow up and lead and go forward.
Yeah, for sure. So just to kind of piggyback that, I like what you just said there. There is such thing as style points. So, yeah, we can win, but we can win with class. I think that gets lost in translation.
One word, sportsmanship.
That's it. That's it.
Sportsmanship.
Sure. For sure. You know, my experience at KIPP, obviously a great academic place. When I got there, we had 17 kids on the football roster total.
17.
Total.
Right.
Year two, we built 26. Year three, 35. By the fourth year, we have 53 kids. And PCA, I can't tell you how much helped get that, right? Year two and three, we didn't win any games, but we had more kids coming out. And a big part of it was because we were building the program and building it the right way and getting the support in the classroom.
Yeah, absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, go out to go to unleashedradiohour.com, click on the Community Star Award. If you're dialing in, if this is in sync with you, step up and donate. We appreciate your support today.
So you lost 35% of your life savings in the last bear? Come learn how to never have that happen again. I'm David Mitchell, founder of New Venture on Wall Street. Come join me and my team and let us teach you how to cut out the middleman and manage your own money, because nobody cares more about your future than you. At our New Venture on Wall Street two-day training session, you'll learn something new. That's whether you're a beginner or an advanced trader, we guarantee it.
Attend our live event, coming to the Holiday Inn West Chase, October 9th and 10th. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and full money back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-8723. Or go to NVOWS.com. That's NVOWS.com.
Also learn powerful biblical principles on finances and wealth creation during our show, The Word on Investing, weekdays at 4 here on Business 1110 KTEK.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're back. We've done a push today. This is a special edition of the Unleashed Radio Hour. This is our Community Star Awards Spotlight Show, where we've had the opportunity today to tell the story about the Positive Coaching Alliance chapter here in Houston and the difference it's making in the community and making a difference in the greater Houston area and beyond to unleash the best in others. We're talking about character building. We're talking about the life lessons that can be learned on the field of play. So AJ, I want to appreciate you being in here for the work that you do and everything that takes place with the Positive Coaching Alliance. Coach Cam, for being a lead trainer to get that there, to preach it and teach it and to model the way so that other folks can build that character and truly represent themselves, their family, and their communities in a more positive light. Really do appreciate you guys being a part of the show.
Thanks for having us, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you. And a big part of the show is not only to tell their story and help them to share their story, but we're also working to raise funds. Go out to unleashedradiohour.com, click on the Community Star Award, scroll all the way down to that bottom. You'll see a red GoFundMe campaign. We set that up here through the show. Any and all funds that are donated, hey, we're up to $250. Can I get $250? Can I get $10? Hey, we're going to get $10,000.
Nice.
That can make a difference here. It's all going to go right back into the greater Houston area in the form of scholarships for student-athletes to go to college, as well as into the educational aspect of PCA and their workshops out here into the greater Houston area. So go out there if you haven't already, or if you're listening to this show as a podcast, then jump on out. If this resonates with you, hey, an average donation, I put together some rough numbers. If 300 people just threw in like $36, like that's dinner for two once a month.
Easy.
300 people, which we all easy. Between the three of us, we know 100 people.
Oh, Bubba can eat.
Yeah. maybe more than $36. Yeah. But my point is, put it into perspective. All it takes is about $36 and 300 people step up and we'll reach our goal. I did some math just to give some people. It doesn't have to be a huge donation. It just can be something, and we will appreciate you, we will recognize you, and you will be making a difference here with our youth as they grow character and beyond. And speaking of building character, I have to give a quote of the week, as I always do, and there's so many on character. And one of them that there's so, I can't even pick all of them. But here, real quick, good character is not formed in a week or a month. It is created little by little, day by day. Protracted and patient effort is needed to develop good character. All right? And that's kind of language from Hercules or Heracles or whoever. I can't see it because it's too small in print right now. But it's old. All right? That comes back from the Greek times. Character is about what you do, how you step up. And we're excited today to be a part of a wonderful show here to put a spotlight, to present the Community Star Award to the Positive Coaching Alliance of Houston. Again, jump on out, unleashedradiohour.com, click on the Community Star Award, learn more. We thank you for being a part of the show. We look forward to another wonderful show next week right here on this same station, streaming live at unleashedradiohour.com. Until then, have a blessed weekend. Help others, be of service to others so that you can make a difference. See ya!